It's Future Leaders Day here at the radio station. I'm here with Ryder Mandrake. You likely know her as a person trying to get a rainbow crosswalk in Simcoe. Now, by the time you're hearing this, she'll actually be back at council again, and we'll have that updated story on our website posted in this story as well. Ryder, let's just start off. Maybe you can tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm 9 years old. I was raised in Port Dover.
You like it here in Norfolk?
It's good.
Now, before we get into the sidewalk, maybe just talk about your connection with the LGBTQ+ community.
Well, when I was like 6-7 years old, I began playing with like girl stuff. And then my mom told me that I can be whoever I want, and I decide that I'm transgender. And then I saw a news article in Paris that had a rainbow crosswalk there, so I thought it would be a good idea to have one here to support the rest of the community.
Now, you mentioned the crosswalk right there. I guess what was the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, that made you want to go and make this happen here?
I don't really know. I just thought that it would be a good idea to help support the rest of the community, so I thought it would be a good idea to have one.
Now, when you started this project, there was outpouring of support. How has that been?
It's really nice. I'm happy that there are other people out there that are just like me, and I support them and they support me. And yeah, I just support everybody who's transgender or in the LGBTQ community.
Now, there are naysayers as well with most things in life. How do you deal with those negative voices?
I just like talk to people that are transgender or like lesbian or gay on my game, and they support me and I support them.
When it comes to the crosswalk, Ryder, how is the fundraising going?
Well, we have a website. It's called ridersrainbow.com, and you can go support me there. You can donate, and then you can send a message. And we've gotten to $7,000.
What was the ultimate goal again?
Our goal is to get $15,000 to get a crosswalk.
All right, let's jump ahead 10 years. As a 19-year-old rider, where do you see yourself at 19 years old?
Hopefully, I want to try to get a couple crosswalks done. I want to get like at least one done in Port Dover after this. And we might want to put another one somewhere else.
Ryder, let's say a kid is listening to this right now and is really connecting with some of the things that you're saying, but they're having trouble talking about it. I guess, what would you say to them?
You should go talk to like someone that you trust, like your mom or your dad, and ask them what it is.
Lastly, just any other messages you want to give out to the community?
Thank you a lot for supporting me. Just thank you.
Thank you so much, Ryder. You can hear the other future leaders right here at NorfolkToday.ca.